It was a combination of sweat-soaked leather and tobacco. That's too close for comfort, Winters thought. Lieutenant Welsh remembered walking around among the sleeping men and thinking to himself that they had looked at and smelled death all around them all day, but never even dreamed of applying the term to themselves. They hadn't come here to fear. They hadn't come to die. They had come to win. Before Lipton went to sleep, he recalled his discussion with Sergeant Murray before they jumped on what combat would be like and what they would do in different situations. He drifted off feeling gratified and thankful that the day had gone so well. As Winters prepared to stretch out, he could hear Germans shooting their burp guns, evidently in the air, for they did no harm, and hollering like a bunch of drunk kids having a party, which was probably what was happening. Before lying down, Winters later wrote in his diary, "I did not forget to get on my knees and thank God for helping me to live through this day and ask for his help on D+1. And he made a promise to himself. If he lived through the war, he was going to find an isolated farm somewhere and spend the remainder of his life in peace and quiet. Chapter 6. Move Out. Carentin. June 7th through July 12th, 1944. At first light on June 7th, Captain Hester came to see Winters with a message. "Winters," he said, "I hate to do this to you after what you went through yesterday, but I want E Company to lead off the column towards Vieilleville." The battalion had achieved its D-Day objectives. The 4th Division was well ashore, the causeways secured. Its next task was to move south toward Carentin, on the other side of the Douve River, for the link-up with the American forces coming west from Omaha Beach. The route was from Couloville, through Vieilleville, to Saint-Côme-du-Mont, then across the river into Carentin. The 2nd Battalion managed to clear Vieilleville, then move on to Ingouville-au-Plain, with Easy now in reserve. The remainder of the day was spent beating off German counterattacks from Colonel von der Heydt's 6th Parachute Regiment. The following day, 1st Battalion of the 506th took Saint-Côme-du-Mont, about 3 kilometers north of Carentin, on the last high ground overlooking the Douve Valley and Carentin beyond. Colonel Sink set up his CP at Ingouville-au-Plain, with Easy Company taking position to defend regimental HQ. That remained its task for the next 3 days. Easy used the time to catch its breath and build its strength. Men joined up in a steady stream coming from all over the Cotentin Peninsula.